WMNF volunteer and downtown resident Blanny Whalen witnessed the arrest. She said Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn was checking out Curtis Hickson Park's new ice skating rink. She said about three protesters were on the grass in the park trying to get the mayor's attention.
And as I was walking from the river area up towards the ice rink, I could see that there were two protesters that had signs close to the tent, probably maybe standing maybe 4 feet or so away from the tent. And attempting to get Mayor Buckhorn's attention. I saw the mayor, and he was over to the side. I don't know, he was putting something in a bag or whatever. And he turned, he did say something. I wasn't close enough to hear what was being said. He said something briefly, turned his back, and then walked away. Meanwhile, a third person came running over, the third protester, and had a sign as well. They were in the park, on the grass.
From what she could see, Whalen said the protesters were not disruptive.
They did not touch the tent. They weren't even close to the railing or anything. And then as I was walking again towards the tent and on the trail there, I saw two police officers come from along the side between the tent and the little walkway, you know, parallel to the, I guess you'd say that it's adjacent to the museum area. And coming along briskly, two police officers. At first I thought, well, they're just going to ask them to please kindly leave. But instead, I saw a police officer, as he was rounding the corner, pulling out his handcuffs and running over to the closest gentleman and say to them, "You're under arrest for trespassing."
The protesters usually spend their day on a sidewalk alongside the park, waving signs about economic inequalities that broadly affect society as a whole. But Andrew Pepe Cuvanis said yesterday they marched in support of local firefighters as they engaged the city of Tampa in collective bargaining.
We held the march for support of the firefighters. They are doing their collective bargaining with the city of Tampa. So we held the march to support them. We went to the mayor's office, city hall. We spoke with some council members there, let them know that we are behind our firefighters. We then marched over to the fire station on the north side of town.
Occupy Tampa has also been trying to get the attention of Mayor Buckhorn, who they hope will support their rights to free speech and freedom of assembly. Joseph Felix Perry was arrested with Becky Rubright early yesterday morning for attempting to camp in Kylie Garden. After his release, Perry went back to Curtis Hickson Park, where he witnessed a police officer arrest Dakari Jones.
Basically, officers DeGrace and another officer whose name I'm not familiar with came out and were picking through the protesters, choosing who they wanted to go after. And, you know, they recognized Dakari's face and they chose to go after him. So it was a very directed and a very specific attack against an individual and not an actual breaking of the law.
Blanny Whalen said that witnessing the arrests in the park in broad daylight surprised her.
I am amazed because in America, I thought that, number one, being in a park, in a public park, in the daylight was legal. And I didn't know that that was trespassing. And because you have a sign or a politics you don't like, I didn't know that that was something that caused you to get arrested. I am amazed that I just witnessed a lack of democracy. And the funny thing is one of the people that was holding a sign, the sign said, if I can recall, wake up and demand democracy. And I think that's what they were doing.
She lives in the Sky Point high-rise condos overlooking the park. Some residents in that building have made complaints, which officials say is the main reason police are cracking down. But Whalen does not see the problem.
I can see the protesters. They have never caused any trouble. I've never seen them. I never had any difficulty with them. They're peaceful people. That's all I could say as a resident downtown, and I face the park.
Dakari Jones was released at midnight on a $500 bond. He was charged with trespassing. There have been a total of 26 arrests since Occupy Tampa began occupying the sidewalk in front of Curtis Hickson Park. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.